Well, after an 11-day layoff since their last contest on the first of the month at Fremont, Big Rapids finally got back to playing some basketball on the hardwood. And they took to the road once again to take on a familiar foe, looking to avoid a sweep of the regular season two-game series at the hands of the Hornets of Central Montcalm. Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Fongers here, coming to you live with this Big Rapids basketball post-game report. As I mentioned, it was a long layoff. I tell you what, the last three-plus weeks, weather-wise, have been brutal on the greater West Michigan area. Lots of school cancellations, games getting moved. Big Rapids, unfortunately, had to have their last non-conference game, which was supposed to be scheduled for Cadillac in Cadillac. That's not going to be played. So Big Rapids now, instead of a 20-game regular season, they're only going to be playing 19 games. So after everything was mixed around here and there, Big Rapids was finally able to play a basketball game on Wednesday night at Central Montcalm High School to take on the Hornets, a team that had beaten them in Big Rapids earlier in the season, just after the new year, 52-50. And Big Rapids, really, for the most part, showed no signs of rust. They led pretty much from the get-go. The only time they trailed in Wednesday night's contest was when it was 1-0 Central Montcalm. And in the fourth quarter, when Central Montcalm was looking to make a move, they eventually got it down to 3 points a couple of times, but some clutch three-point buckets and some free throw shooting from the Cardinals was able to pave the way and help provide a 57-52 road victory for Big Rapids. The Cardinals now are winners of 8 of their last 11 contests after a 1-3 start. The Cardinals improved to 9-6 overall, 6-4 in the CSA gold, and with the loss, the Hornets dropped to 6-11, 5-6 in conference play. And second place in the conference is definitely not out of the question for Big Rapids, with Fremont starting to run away with it for the top dog in the conference. Big Rapids now starting to make that move with just 4 regular season games left to play now to make that push for second place in the gold when all is said and done at the end of the regular season. By the way, the regular season ends a week from Friday, believe it or not, for the boys. Leading the way offensively for Big Rapids on the night was Jake Martinson, 22 points and 5 rebounds on 9 of 17 shooting. That included a pair of triples, and 2 other players were in double-figure scoring. The freshman DJ Lee for Big Rapids, his best game, in my opinion, of the season. 11 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds for the freshman. And LJ Graves, a perfect 4-4 shooting that included 4 rebounds and 11 points for the junior. Those are the 3 Big Rapids players in double figures. Central Montcalm was led by Asher Visman with 17 points. That included 3 of 7 from the long line to lead the Hornets in scoring. And then Drew Jacoby, a perfect 5 of 5 from the field for 10 points to be the 2 players in double figures scoring for the Hornets in the loss. So the 2 teams ended up splitting the head-to-head regular season series, with the road teams prevailing this year. So Big Rapids continues to slowly make that ascent towards the top portion of the CSAA gold, and they're continuing their hot stretch of games here. As I mentioned, winners of 8 of their last 11. Central Montcalm, by the way, now has lost 4 of their last 5 contests after recently pulling off a season-long 3-game winning streak. So Big Rapids now 6-3 on the road. Central Montcalm drops to 3-5 at home. Now, we fast forward now to the last 4 games of the regular season. 3 of the last 4 games here for Big Rapids before districts hit are at home. And it begins on Friday night with the annual rivalry game, the second of 3 matchups between the 2 annual rivals, as Reed City, the Coyotes, come a-calling to Big Rapids High School for a 7:30 tip for the boys. By the way, JT Scarpelli, my broadcast partner, will have coverage of the girls' varsity game beforehand at 5:45 of the pregame coverage on WBRN. 6 o'clock is the tip. The boys will tip, like I said, at 7:30. Pregame coverage roughly at 7:15 again on WBRN. So that'll be our next broadcast. It'll be good to get home. Big Rapids has not had a home contest since January 21st. When they entertained Chippewa Hills. So for one final time, at Central Montcalm High School, it was Big Rapids 57, Central Montcalm 52. Cardinals win again and get their 9th victory of the season. Our next broadcast is Friday night from Big Rapids High School. I'm Brian Fonger signing off, and we'll talk to you all then on Snow Coming Night.